Hi everyone, my name is Raven Allison and I'm a master's student at Texas A&M University and I'm in the entomology program and I'm advised by Dr. David Kearns. I am studying potential insect deterrence in the tri-species cotton hybrid. The tri-species hybrid was first established 20, 30 years ago and the initial crossing began with a Gossypium hirsutum cultivar, cross with Gossypium arboreum and double cross with Gossypium armorianum. The upland germplasm includes the caryophyllum, and my tri-species hybrid consists of Gossypium hirsutum, Gossypium arboreum, and Gossypium armorianum, and it was backcrossed with Gossypium hirsutum. These plants are sterile and they cannot be reproduced by seed, but the breeding technique requires cutting, and the caryophyllum derivatives expressed in the cotton may be a potential insect deterrent. Here's an image of the progeny in a USDA greenhouse in College Station, Texas. One of the three parents is Gossypium armorianum. It produces caryophyllum derivatives as well, and it is native to Mexico. Gossypium arboreum is a diploid parent as well, and you can find it in Pakistan, India, and southeastern Africa. Gossypium hirsutum is a tetraploid cotton, and it is the third parent of this tri-species hybrid, and it is mostly cultivated throughout the world. Beta caryophyllum is my base compound, which I'll be comparing my derivatives to. And it gives off the taste and the smell of certain plants. Caryophyllum, also referred as beta caryophyllum, is a secondary plant metabolite, and it is the main component of some plants that we know, such as oregano, rosemary, and cloves, and cannabis. And this image above is a picture of Gossypium armorianum, the parent plant. And these tiny pigment glands contain the caryophyllum derivatives. USDA ARS scientists revealed two genes that accounts for this compound. And three sets of terpenes identified was beta caryophyllum alcohol, and beta caryophyllum acetate. And caryophyllum acetate is found, is used in insect repellents such as mosquito spray. The tri-species cotton hybrid expressing caryophyllum derivatives may be a potential natural insecticide for us to control cotton pests. Podocera frugiperda is one of my pest models that I use, and it is found throughout the tropical regions, and it is a major agronomic pest of cotton and other cultivated crops. The current measures to control the falling worm includes insecticides and BT crops. However, due to resistance has led us to explore other means of controlling the pest, such as host plant resistance. My objective is to determine whether these caryophyllum derivatives have an effect on the falling worm survival and development while feeding on these leaves. My materials and methods include the plants grown at the USDA greenhouse in College Station, Texas. And my pest is susceptible to BT, and it is grown in a lab. And I applied 5 neonates per leaf tissue into a petri dish using 1 filter paper, and I applied water to it throughout daily. And 7 days after infestation, I used price limits to analyze my data, and I separated the means using Tukey Kramer. My falling worm bioassay included 3 treatments: caryophyllum, which is my control, and caryophyllum acetate and caryophyllum alcohol. And within those treatments, I used 7 plants. As for my results, the survivorship of the falling worm feeding on these treatments, my bottom line represents my treatments, and the y-axis represents my percent mortality. There are no significant difference among the falling worms feeding on these 3 different treatments. And as for the same thing with the average instar, there are no significant differences. But with my development of the falling worm feeding on the hybrids, the average weight for caryophyllum and caryophyllum acetate and alcohol, the falling worms reacted to it similar. But however, with caryophyllum alcohol, The following worms weigh significantly less, weighing at 2 milligrams. And the following worm development was negatively affected by carafilin alcohol. An additional data is required for confirmation, and I plan to assess fitness costs associated with these plants, for example, looking at reproduction and reaching to adulthood. In the greenhouse, I observed the cotton aphids restricting their feeding to my control plants that do not have carafilin derivatives. And here's an image of Gossypium amuriana, which is one of the parent plants. And as you can see, the cotton aphids, which is a source of carafilin acetate, as you can see, the cotton aphids limit their, they were commonly found on the petals and not the other parts of the plant. And the petals do not contain these pigment glands. And I plan to incorporate cotton aphids in my study. Well, in the future, I plan to incorporate cotton aphids, thrips, white flies, and bollworms. Thank you guys for listening. And I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. David Kearns, my co-advisor, Dr. Charles Suh, Dr. Bell, and one of my, which is my committee member. He is a plant pathologist at USDA. And Dr. Fay, Jose Perez, Derek Hall, and the other graduate students that helped me. Questions?
Anybody have any questions for Raven? No questions? All right. Well, thank you, Raven.
Okay.